Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
We're asking you guys to call us about your celebrity choking stories. We just had a Bert Show listener call up and say that she met Jon Bon Jovi for the very first time. And she was so nervous that she ended up throwing up on his shoes.
God.
That's a pretty tough bar to be set at right now.
Yeah, because vomit, that's not going to ever be good.
But he'll always remember you.
Yes, right.
And you'll always remember when you met him. And
yeah.
You made it memorable for Atlanta. Remember that one time we were in Atlanta? That girl threw up on my shoes. So if you got one, give us a call. Not too many coming in, though. Here's John. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, man. Which celebrity did you choke in front of?
Renee Zellweger.
Really? What happened?
They were filming Cold Mountain on my college campus, College of Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her across the street and was going to get an autograph. Other people were getting their autographs, and she made eye contact with me. And I landed right on my face because I tripped on the bricks.
Oh, my God. Did you bleed or get any cuts or anything?
I got some cuts on my face.
Oh, on your face?
And
she's actually very, very tiny in person.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Did she give you an autograph?
She did.
Okay.
Well, you got something better than an autograph, because if she made eye contact, that means she actually opened her eyes. And that's not something
you
that she
rarely
does.
See yeah. that. That's a photo that could get you big money with TMZ. All right, how did you choke in front of a celebrity? 404
4 She pulled up on center stage in a limo and stopped traffic just because of how outrageous I was dressed.
Who?
And I had a Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Well, that's an important part.
I had a crazy pair of sunglasses I made for her, and she pulled up and stopped and was waving and trying to talk to me before we went into the show, and I was just so speechless. So my boyfriend kept on nudging me with his elbow saying, talk, like you waited months for this, and I just didn't say anything. But then I ended up getting to stand front row and give her a pair of sunglasses that she kissed me for and wore them on stage for Poker Face twice.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's great.
Awesome.
Awesome. So a good ending to that. So you actually got to make up for it.
Yeah, like it was the best concert experience ever. Like, it was better than That's Madonna. Awesome. I paid like $1,000 to see Madonna front row. It was great.
I would love to see, you know, because she's going to be on with us on Monday morning. I'd love to get you on and tell her that story and see if she remembers you. If
God, I would love that. I would love that.
If she remembers the speechless part of this, or she remembers the sunglass front row part.
Right.
I wonder if celebrities remember this.
I know she remembers the sunglasses. Like, I know she remembers the sunglasses, but the speechless part, like, I'm sure she remembers the same guy standing there just with my jaw on the ground, like being like, oh my God, like Lady Gaga, like, I love you.
Yeah, and you can't choke on Monday, though, okay?
No choking.
Okay,
no
let me put you on hold, and we'll put you on with her on Monday.
Oh, all right.
All right, hold on.
Hell yeah.
He doesn't know what to say. He was speechless again.
Cute.
He's going to have all weekend to stress out about
that.
Yes. Why did I agree to that?
Oh, God.
He'll have it all written out on index cards.
I know, right?
He wants to say.
Hey, Jenny, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi there.
Hello.
Do you remember when there was a Blockbuster on Peachtree next to Benihana's, and it was 99X, and they had a little concert stage back behind it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I went there because the Red Hot Chili Peppers were playing in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I wanted to meet Anthony Kiedis,
mm-hmm.
and he was out looking at a CD or something, and I went up to him, and I was like 16 years old, and I went up to him, and I said, you look familiar, you little chili pepper.
You called him a little chili pepper?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
What he said.
And what was his reaction?
He just laughed at me. And he knew, I mean, I looked like I was probably like 12 at the time. And he just looked at me and he gave me an autograph. And at the time I wrote to Teen Magazine or something. And they put in the back of the magazine for like embarrassing celebrity moments. And that's my moment.
At 16, you little chili pepper.
You little chili pepper.
At 16, it's excusable.
Nugget.
Hey, Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I was in New York City, and I went to see a movie, and I saw Keanu Reeves, went up to him, oh, hey, you're really cool, whatever, you know. And then I went to go see, watch the movie, and it turns out he was sitting right behind me. That's really cool. Now, I'm kind of deaf, so I used a captioning device. Yeah, so I put it, you have to put it in your cup holder, and it's like a really strange-looking thing. He's staring at me, probably wondering what the hell I was doing. And then as I was working the thing, like, hits me right in the face.
Oh,
oh no.
Yeah. And I turned around, and he was, like, looking at me like, whoa.
Well, that's always his expression.
And he asked, are you okay? You know, what are you doing? And that was pretty much it. And then, you know, I just explained what it was. And
that's a bless
your
heart.
And then he left
moment.
Like 5 minutes later. So I don't know.
Oh, hit herself in the head. She had a little mini conversation with Keanu Reeves, though. That's cool.
And then punched herself in the face.
I met Cal Ripken. He's a baseball, like a Hall of Fame baseball player. And he's one of my favorite players ever. And I met him at an event in Washington, D.C., and I turned into like a 12-year-old kid, and I extended my hand, and he extended his hand, and I had nothing to say, and the only thing that came out of my mouth was, I appreciate what you do.
Just like that?
That's all.
That was it. And I'm going to leave now because I'm a tool.
Now, here's the deal. Did you expect him to be there?
Yeah, I knew he was going to be there. It's one of the reasons why we went to the party,
See, that's the thing that haunts me about the Bon Jovi
encounter. It's the build-up.
Is that I knew, it wasn't like he surprised me. You know what I mean? It's not like I walked downstairs and he was in Le Centrum Cafe getting a, you know, croissant before us one morning. Like, you could have prepared for it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Well, that's the worst part, though, because a friend of mine, we used to work
at... I appreciate what you do, Melissa.
We used to work at a bookstore years ago, and we had authors that would come in, and at the time when Designing Women was this huge, you know, TV show, Dixie Carter had written a book, and she was coming in, and so all the employees were lined up to meet her, so she was going down the line to say hello, thank you so much, and everything, and my friend was at the end of the line, and the build-up, and oh my God, it's Dixie Carter, oh my God, and then when she got to her, my friend screamed in her face and ran in the opposite direction.
Over Dixie Carter. Didn't we do this before? Maybe I saw him in an interview talking about this. It was Jamie Foxx, and he was staying in a hotel, and he walks into the elevator, and it's just one woman there, and he is standing next to her, and she starts to talk to him, but she starts stumbling over all of her words, and she gets nervous. And by the time they get to the first floor, he knows that she's so nervous that she passed gas in the elevator.
Oh no.
Sick.
You
can't say anything.
You can't say anything about it, but I know and you know what just happened right there.
Ew.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
The Burt Show.
So, Joanna, this was like a self-imposed challenge. Nobody asked her to do this.
No, I decided to take it upon myself, and I'm starting to figure out why. Trying to question myself now.
And it was really like to earn Burt Show, you know, like stripes. Some cred here. And what was the challenge?
I said that I was going to get either Jamie Foxx, Josh Duhamel, or Katherine Heigl on the radio to do an interview.
Forget about that Zach Galifianakis.
I can't say his last name. Zach Galifianakis.
Good job. You got it. And Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the reason for that is all those actors are in town filming movies.
And they are. And so I thought it would be simple. I'll get listeners to shoot me an email or Twitter, you know, like hit me up on Twitter. And let me know if they spot them or see them or anything. And I figured then I could run out there and try and put on the charm and ask them
or
to come
a low cut
on.
Shirt.
Are you bringing somebody with you?
Aww. Bert, you're rude.
So not liquid.
So mean.
Anyways,
so
I'm going to ignore the negativity from that side of the room.
Sure. You know, I'd focus on us. We're the positive side.
Yeah. You're in the wrong studio. You may want to go down with the regular guys if you're looking for positivity.
Yeah. So, a couple weeks ago, I was at work and I got a text message from a friend who said that she ran into Josh. And I couldn't go because I was at work and I work at a pizza place and I smell and reek of like sausage and pepperonis. So I was like, there's no way I can go.
Some guy, pepperoni is a pheromone, just so you know.
Now, let me ask you a question here. Let's stop here for a second. Mm-hmm. Did you not go because you thought that because you looked all skanky or whatever and you were smelling like pepperonis and all that?
I never look skanky, too.
Okay, let me reverse that. Because you didn't look your best. Was that a personal decision or a professional decision?
Well, both. I mean, I want to look nice. I always have to draw him in with my looks and then really get him with my personality. So,
okay. Or you could just bring someone with you.
Really? No.
Oh, Jeff, you're rude.
You're a jerk.
It's anyway. Not crusty. So that day you decided not to go.
So that day I didn't go. Well, no, I was exactly. I was at work. I didn't think I had enough time to get ready, and I would have missed him by then. Well, then the other day, my girlfriend tells me the next day that one of her friends saw him out in Buckhead area. Yeah, Josh. This is the same person, Josh. Like, for some reason, I think he's more accessible than the other. I haven't really heard much from Katherine or Jamie Foxx.
He does. Yeah. He gets out, and I think he gets his drink on pretty good. He likes to have a good time.
I think so.
And you see him spotted more than any of the others.
And I don't really think that your cleavage is going to attract Katherine Heigl at the same rate it would get Josh Duhamel or Jamie Foxx over to you.
Right. So then I found out that. And then when was it? Wednesday?
Yeah.
I got a text message from Jeff telling me that he was filming in some part of the downtown Atlanta. And I was at work. So I got off work at 5. I went home. I took a shower. I brought my friend this time for you guys. And we drove around the area, but we never went in.
Joanna, you're going to have to tell him the details.
Well, I drove around. I didn't know where to go.
What do you mean you didn't know? Did you tell her exactly where he was?
Yes.
Which was where?
The CNN Center.
So you just walked right into CNN Center?
I didn't. I was afraid that they were going to let me in. And we were trying to figure out where to park. And I didn't have any cash on me because it's like $20 parking everywhere.
She didn't know the CNN Center was a public space.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought they were going to like stop me and tell me, what are you doing
here?
She
drove around the outside of the CNN Center 3 times and said, oh, I don't see any cameras.
So you thought it was all news and it would be heavily guarded and all that. You didn't know that there's like a mall in there.
No, I had no idea.
The bottom floor is like,
I've never been to the CNN Center.
How long have you lived here?
25 years.
And nobody has ever taken you to the CNN Center?
No, I live in the suburbs.
Can we please clarify her hair color?
Yeah, it's dark hair.
Thank you.
Jen and I, the blondes in the room. Yeah, she's a brunette.
It's going to be really difficult for you to find a positive side of the room right now.
Oh, honey.
I say A for effort. A for effort. I mean, you tried.
I did. I thought you had to work there to get in.
You tried. That's like me saying, coming to the show and looking at the front door and then leaving and calling you guys at 6 going, hey, guys, sorry. I mean, I tried. But I didn't know I was supposed to come upstairs and sit at the microphone.
Well, I went yesterday. I went in and there was nothing.
It's pretty nice
on.
In there, huh?
I think it's funny that you can be here 25 years and not know that you're allowed to go into the CNN center.
I lived in the suburbs. This is my first time living in Atlanta.
So mission not accomplished. Any solid leads at this point for any one of them?
This weekend, it's going to happen. It's going to happen this weekend.
This is it.
This is it.
Are you saying that out of faith, or are you saying that because you got a great lead in your back pocket?
I think I just have a feeling. I just have this feeling that it's going to happen this weekend.
Okay. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I dated a guy last year who is now one of my best friends, and it was right after The Hangover came out. We were hanging out, and he was showing me photo albums of his high school and college years. And Zach Galifianakis is actually one of his best friends. And I didn't believe him, so I made him call him.
Moist.
And he really is really good friends with him. He's in all of his pictures, and I know that they've talked since he's been in town. I don't know if they've seen each other. I haven't asked or anything, but so I might be able to help with that. And I know that Josh Jamal has been at Tim Rizzi's a couple times. I have a friend that has seen him there.
I've heard the same
thing.
I've heard
that.
And then he works, one of my other friends works at Village Tavern in Alpharetta. And when we were there last Wednesday, the producers came in to check it out to film a scene there. And I don't know when they're going to do it, but they're supposed to be going in there to film a restaurant scene.
So you should just go to Village Tavern now and not leave.
And drive around Village Tavern three times?
You're allowed inside there, you know.
They picked the seats that they would sit in and made sure that they were reserved and all of that. So I don't know when, but they're supposedly going to film a scene there.
That's a great lead.
Stephanie, can I put you on hold so we might be able to use that Zach Galifianakis contact?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That's the first time you've ever gotten it right.
That is really hard for me for some
reason. I'm impressed.
Galifianakis.
Yes.
Good morning, Christy. You are on Q100.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Excellent. How are you?
Good. My roommate actually works at the Spice Market in Midtown at the W, and she told me that the cast from The Game is staying there, and possibly Jamie Foxx, because they come down and eat at the Spice Market.
So The Game is the name of the movie that Jamie Foxx and Robert Downey Jr. are working on together?
Excuse me?
That's the name of the movie?
No, The Game is the show on the CW or something. There's somebody on there. I'm not really good with famous people. I'm going to admit that. My roommate has to tell me every time we go out, oh, that's so-and-so, that's so-and-so.
Okay.
But the cast is staying at the Spice Market. At the W Hotel and eating at the Spice Market.
Okay. Well, they were up until about a minute ago.
Well, then there you go.
Well, if they're staying there, they'll be forced sort of to eat there. But that's a good lead. We have some connections down there. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
That show, though, unfortunately, doesn't have any
connection to those celebrities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chump.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
We were talking about this this flight that I think it was going from San Diego to Minneapolis,
San Diego to Minneapolis, and then the tower couldn't get in touch with the flight, so they were trying to call the pilots, and there was no contact. Ends up the pilots overshot the airport by 150 miles.
Oops.
Passengers had no idea what was going on. They turned around, went back to Minneapolis, landed,
you know, the passengers, no big deal. They didn't think anything about it until when they arrived at the airport. There's a lot of cops on the scene and everything because people were you know, thinking the worst. And so the pilot said, well, we were actually in an argument over, you know, industry policy.
Who's going to land the plane? You do it. No, you do it.
they were having an argument, so they were distracted enough to where they missed the airport, and that's why they did it. But the FAA is actually trying to figure out if they were asleep during the flight.
So we started focusing on the sleep part of this whole thing, and I said, do you guys remember we played some audio of a 911 operator once falling asleep on somebody?
Yes. Right.
This one comes from Memphis. This is old.
Here's how it began.
I need somebody over here.
Lisa called 911 and got a Memphis operator. She told the operator she was robbed at gunpoint earlier that night, and now she hears someone trying to get into her home.
And I just heard tapping on my window. Somebody over here.
Lisa's lifeline then went silent. She continued to explain her situation, but the dispatcher did not respond, not for just 15 seconds or 30 seconds, but for one full minute. Then, sounds of snoring.
Yes?
Yes, ma'am. What is the,
Oh, no.
Your address.
Lisa had already given the dispatcher her address.
Dude, fellow 911 dude, fellow.
He was nodding
off. Wow.
There are a couple of places you're just not allowed to fall asleep. No. Yeah. And I think we're talking about two of them this morning.
Yeah. Flying a plane.
Flying a plane at 911.
You know what? And, didn't Joanna tell us yesterday that didn't your boyfriend fell asleep with his eyes open?
Yes, we were at dinner last week, and he fell asleep with his eyes open at dinner.
You ever
what
see somebody
were you
do
talking
that?
About? No.
Yeah, it was really awkward. Like, we were actually having dessert, and all of a sudden, he's kind of like staring down at the table, and he goes, "What's the score?" And mind you, we're in a really nice restaurant. There's no TVs around. And I said, the score to what? And he starts pointing behind him, and he goes, the score. And I said, Jason. And he like kind of like, you know, like woke up.
Wow.
And I go, what were you doing? And he goes, I just fell asleep. And I was like, wow. But in his defense.
Other places you shouldn't fall asleep on a date with your girlfriend.
Yeah. In his defense, he was up for like 48 hours the day before, like at work.
Were you talking about like being a bridesmaid or something like that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was showing him.
We're like, and then we tried on the periwinkle, but then we think we might go with the taupe instead. What do you think? Do you think we should have ribbons in our hair or not?
Well, I'm most offended that you would make him miss dessert. That's foul.
Do you think we could have people that would call up that actually fell asleep during sex? It wasn't not alcohol induced.
Yes.
But
and they're gonna be all women.
He is just working as hard as he can.
Oh, yeah. And she's like dead
and
asleep.
You wake up like 3/4 through it. Ah!
Are we can disqualifying Ambien calls?
Yeah, no Ambien calls. Okay.
And no alcohol either?
No alcohol.
Just
it could have been fatigue. You worked late. You just had to get it done. And you woke up in the middle of it. 404-741-Q100. Has it happened here?
Oh, yeah.
No, Jen. Saying nothing.
What's the hand signal?
Is that the drinking thing?
Yeah.
This is for the listeners.
We're going to talk to our listeners.
Yeah, this can't be about drinking, though. No Ambien. You just flat out fell asleep.
And you have to be with other people? Or can it just happen?
Joanna, we will get to your celebrity search here because the phone lines are lit up right now.
Awesome.
Yeah, this may be one of those that we can do for hours, unfortunately.
You can thank your boyfriend with narcolepsy for
I really do
your
think
break.
He has narcolepsy, though, because it's not the first. He falls asleep randomly. It's bad.
My sister dated a guy that had narcolepsy.
I knew a dude in a radio, and now he's in Austin they'd be on the air just talking like this, and all of a sudden and somebody else on the show would be talking, and they'd take the focus off the guy, and you would just hear.
No way. Is it that instant?
It was that quickly.
The guy my sister dated, they were out on a date, and they stopped at a stoplight. And then the light went green, and she looked over, and he was slumped in the chair.
Yeah,
asleep.
Did he wake back up quickly?
I think she pulled him. I mean, like, she woke him up, but she...
She's like, I'll drive.
She said, I'll drive. But
it's scary, though.
Because he stopped what he was doing and just fell asleep.
Is Austin dude the same one with Petrified of Midgets?
The other guy on that show.
So that's their show. They got one guy who's scared to death of anyone under 5 feet tall, and the other one falls asleep randomly.
Literally, yeah. Hey, Dee, good morning. You have fallen asleep on somebody during sex.
I was not on top.
You were not on top.
I would hope not.
Not either, because that'd be uncomfortable.
Was it boring or you're just tired?
Because that, if you were, that means they would have to make a phone call to save themselves. It would be awkward for everyone.
So what was it? Just sleep? Working too late? Didn't you sleep deprived?
It was. I made a long road trip to go visit a girl, and it was her sorority formals, and I flat out fell asleep. It was like maybe the second or third time, and I was like, all right, this isn't keeping me up anymore. I fell asleep. Woke up in the middle, threw my hands back on her like I didn't fall asleep. It's kind of like when you catch yourself and your head nods.
Yeah. And she was looking down at you and you had your eyes closed and she's like, oh, he is so into this.
And then I woke up and I threw my hands back up like I was there the whole time. It was, but it was bad.
It was a good save.
And see, she never knew.
As long as you're not one of those people who... right when they fall asleep, you have that initial one snore.
Yeah.
Snort, like that one little... like in the middle of doing it, then I think you might be able to pull it off if you wake back up within a few seconds.
Good morning, Denisha. You're on Q100.
Yes. This wasn't with my husband. This was before I got married. We were, you know, having sex, and... I actually fell asleep. It was a long day and a half. I worked two jobs and was taking care of my daughter, and he went to school and he worked, and I was just really tired, and he wanted to, and I just couldn't say I didn't want to, and, you know, so I did, and I don't snore, but I do suck my tongue when I'm asleep, and when I woke up, it was just a really bad day. He was really, really upset with me.
We got to back up.
That's how you knew I was asleep, because I was sucking my tongue.
Yeah, let's focus on that for a second. You were doing what?
I suck my tongue when I'm asleep.
How do you do that? Do you just pucker up?
No, it's like my tongue comes out and I suck on it. Like someone would suck their thumb.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
So your tongue is sticking out and you're sucking. That's hilarious.
You know, for about a minute and a half, you thought that was way hot.
Yeah, he's like, wow, that's a move I've never seen before.
Yeah,
she's really into it.
I do it, and my son does it, yes.
Wow. Really? Wow.
Wow.
Huh. Thank you for calling. Here is, this is going to turn ugly in a couple of calls here.
Oh, no.
First, we'll stick to this falling asleep during sex, but then we've got an airline pilot that wants to go on the voice disguiser that said he has certainly fallen asleep on one of his flights before.
Ooh. Oh, awesome.
Wow.
Here is Mary. She wants to be on the voice disguiser. Hey, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You fell asleep during sex or he did?
No. This is my husband before we were married. He was in grad school and apparently was very tired, and I was servicing him.
Mm-hmm.
And was in the middle, and I heard him snore.
Oh, no. That's when you call your girlfriends and go, am I doing this right?
Yeah. So that means...
I wasn't offended, though, because he was, like I said, in the middle of grad school and was exhausted.
So anatomy-wise, it is certainly possible to still be excited yet be in a deep state of sleep.
Yes, apparently.
Okay, thank you.
That's funny.
I'm glad she can laugh about it because he certainly can't write about it now.
He's blocked that completely from his mind. He's got that post-traumatic stress thing where it didn't even happen in his world.
Right.
Okay, so we'll veer away from the sex during sleep or sleep during sex. And we were talking about these pilots, and the hunch here maybe from the FAA is that these pilots might have fallen asleep during the flight. So they're going to investigate that.
Yeah, that Northwest flight from San Diego to Minneapolis.
Bob here claims that he is a pilot. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, how are you?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, wait, that's me. I'm Bob.
Yeah, I am a pilot, actually, for an airline up in Ohio.
Okay, and is this a common occurrence, man, where you guys turn the plane on, you go on autopilot, and you guys doze off for a couple minutes?
It is. The only real busy part of flying is the takeoff and the landing, which is about the last 20 minutes and the first 20 minutes. So the rest of it's quite boring. We watch DVDs, read books, sleep, whatever you can kind of do to keep going there. The FAA doesn't allow you, forbid you from sleeping. There's nothing in the rules, so it's kind of an unspoken thing that you do.
But you're not supposed to fall asleep during your landing.
No, not during the landing. We actually did on the way back from Allentown. We were flying. It was the last flight out, the first flight back. myself and the captain both were talking, and then we quit talking. And we woke up, the autopilot locked onto the approach, and we woke up about 4 miles from the runway. We both woke up, and we were way off course.
Oh, wow. Do you not have an alarm clock to wake you up?
No, no.
You can't put an alarm clock in a cockpit.
We can bring one, a stopwatch.
Yeah, we should have. The captain started swearing, which is all in the voice recorder. The plane veered really hard to the right because we realized what we had done. We told the passengers we were going to have to go back around and try it again because there was lots of wind, which there was none.
So when pilots make that announcement, we had to try it again. Are half of them lying about it? Dang it!
Yeah, wow. Sometimes. Usually it's a legitimate reason. Obviously, somebody's on the runway or something's gone wrong. But yeah, there's a couple times where the pilots just flat out botch it.
Aren't there like all sorts of alarms that go off in the cockpit when you get down to a certain altitude though that would wake you up?
Yeah, some. I mean, we obviously put the gear down and we were locked onto the approach, and then there we go, just flat out of sleep. And past that point, there's not a lot left until you get to around 50 feet. And
it's scary.
I have a question. So if it locks onto that approach and you don't wake up, is it automatically descending?
Yes, it is. Yep.
That's the scary part. Oh my God. The fact that you don't have a manual way to, I mean, that it would lock onto it without you manually telling it,
locking.
Ready to.
It did. The autopilots do kind of weird things sometimes, and ours did in this case. Unfortunately, it locked on, and it was off to the side of the approach, and then it finally found its way back.
Can it land itself if you don't wake up?
Yeah, it's pretty hard, but yeah, it will. It's not pretty. It certain planes can do more things than others. Our plane can, but in this case, it wasn't set up to do that.
It's making me think about past flights.
Yes.
You know, because when we went out to L.A. for American Idol earlier this year, the flight I was on to L.A., on the approach to L.A., at some point, the plane made this incredible upswing.
That's right.
Near the airport. And so now I'm thinking about it, I wonder, because it's a cross-country flight and what was going on,
Hold on. I want to put you on with a pilot. His name is Joe, and he isn't believing your story whatsoever.
Fair enough.
And I hope he's right. Good morning,
Joe. And no matter what, Bert and Melissa will believe Joe.
Right. Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Bob's still on the voice disguiser if you want to speak directly to him.
I have a pretty good feeling he flies for a regional airline, and our regional jets do not land themselves, There's not any circumstance where a regional jet will land itself. We have to control the aircraft to the ground on takeoff and landing. Mm-hmm. B, we always have a thing, a briefing that the captains give to the first officers. Don't let me wake up and catch you sleeping.
That is very true, and that unfortunately does happen. We were doing high speeds,
Let me give the general public an idea of what we go through on any given day.
That's us.
Thanks.
We go through 16 hours of work sometimes.
Yep, very much so.
Well, we went on duty at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we can be on duty until 10 o'clock at night.
Crucial.
Now, you throw weather, you throw five, maybe six flights a day in on top of that with no breaks, and, your body gets fatigued. And, there are things that the FAA has put in place for us where we can call out fatigue, but a pilot knows that if he does that, he's going to disrupt people's travel plans where they're trying to get to and from. So we don't typically like to do it. And some companies, management, will reprimand us for doing that.
I got to tell you, I had zero idea, up until this morning, that any pilot ever falls asleep in the cockpit. I've seen you guys come out on long flights and take that first class seat or whatever. I had I always assumed that you guys were focused on what was in front of you and the instruments at all times.
Me too.
Let me clear this up for you, too. We are always in constant contact with air traffic control. We don't stay on one radio frequency for any given flight. Let me give you an example. One day I counted because there's a multiple frequency changes with air traffic control from Montreal to Atlanta. We changed controllers 25 times.
Mm-hmm.
You have to acknowledge the handoff.
Yes, you do. But at the same time, you know as well as I do that accidents do happen, and some of the guys, you catch yourself dozing off because the day is so long.
And I think that was the problem with this story in Minneapolis is because they were out of radio contact for so long. So that's why the FAA is investigating if everybody was asleep, because
I guess, like you were saying about being, you know, on radio frequency with the towers at all times, I think it was an hour that they were out of contact, I believe. So I think that's what caused concern and got their, you know, got everybody's attention.
So, Joe, you're well,
let me throw another scenario at you here. Sometimes the controllers mess up and they forget to call us and hand us off, and then we get out of their radio frequency range because, mm-hmm. you know, it can only transmit so far. And then we start scrambling going, hey, we haven't talked to somebody in a while. You need to make – then we start querying ATC, or we have communication devices in the aircraft where we can send a kind of a text message to our dispatcher and say, hey, we need to find out what frequency we're supposed to be on. Mm-hmm. And then they'll send that information back to us via another text message.
All right. So, Joe, when you called up this morning, you just wanted everybody to know, don't freak out. I mean
– exactly. There's always extenuating circumstances. Just like the guys who landed on the taxiway in Atlanta on Monday morning mm-hmm. from Rio de Janeiro. You know.
Yeah. Right.
They had a medical emergency on board. I can easily see what happened. Those guys were cleared for a visual approach to the left runway, and then the tower said sidestep to the right. At 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, they're probably under a lot of stress knowing that one of their own is the one that is sick. Mm-hmm. One of the captains that was on board the aircraft was the person that was having the emergency. So they were, you know, have probably had another a relief pilot. When you've got a 10-hour flight, you got to have at least 3 crew members on board because any one person can only be at the controls at 8 hours at a time.
And I think it's implied, too, if you're a pilot coming back from Rio de Janeiro, it's okay to doze off a couple times. Vegas also.
Moist, way moist.
Crucial.
Y'all stop.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, here is a different Anna here, and she does not need to be on the voice disguiser, but I think Melissa made the point that we get calls like this every single year. These gender-crossing sort of costume
because
calls.
Yeah, because, and I'm assuming the child is young, but usually a lot of times a young kid will take a you know, there'd be a movie or a TV show or some character that they love, and a little boy and little girl aren't thinking about the fact that they love a little boy or a little girl character. They just love what they love, and so for Halloween, they want to dress up like their favorite characters, and it seems that every year we take a call from a mother of a husband who is upset that their son wants to dress up like a girl for Halloween.
Good morning, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay.
What's going on? You sound so beat down already.
I'm sorry. I have a 5-year-old boy, and he loves Hannah Montana, loves Miley Cyrus, as most kids do, and he wants to dress up as her for Halloween. And I feel like, you know, he's 5, like, he should be able to do whatever he wants and dress who he wants to dress. I mean, it's his. He just really, really, really wants to, and he's told me for a very long time that's who he wants to be for Halloween. And my husband, who is a very manly man, a guy's guy, does not want him to do it at all. Like, is freaking out about it and says absolutely not.
And, Bert, you said that once kids get this idea in their head, whatever it is, they are, like, stuck on it.
Pretty much locked and loaded. Do you remember this happened with Hayden a couple of years ago, too? I forgot what character he wanted to dress up in, but
I don't remember.
It was a feminine character.
Was it, like, Dora or something?
It might have been.
But didn't that cure itself? Like, didn't you present him with 2 options and he chose the other one or something?
No, he turned around when, I mean, inevitably, I was like your husband. You know, I was all self-conscious about it all. So I'm like, my son is going to dress up like Dora? come on, really? But then as it got closer and closer, I just said, you know, he's your son or it's your daughter and you got to do what you got to do. If that's what they want to do, then even though in your own heart you may be embarrassed, you got to walk door to door and knock on every door and not show your face that night is what you got to do. And I told him, you know what? I'm going to do it. Let's do this, man. If that's what you want to do, then we're going to knock on the door, door to door. You be door and I'm right there next to you. And he changed his mind like that. And that was that. And then
as
he
soon
went.
As you said it was cool.
He went with something else.
You think he was trying to rebel?
I don't know. I guess maybe that's a 5-year-old's way of rebelling. I don't know. Maybe. Could be. Yeah.
Hollis is bringing nunchucks to school, and Hayden's going to dress like a woman. But each have their way.
So I don't know where to go with this, Anna. I mean, is he that against? Is your husband that against it? Like there will absolutely be no Hannah Montana costume.
Oh yeah, and he didn't say this to him. He said it to me. So I'm the one who's supposed to tell him absolutely not. Even though for the past, I don't even know how long he's been saying, I want to be that for Halloween, Mommy. I want to be that for Halloween. And, you know, I'm the one who's going door to door with him. My husband is in the military, so he's home every other weekend. So he's actually not going to be in for Halloween.
Oh, damn.
So mm-hmm. I'm the one going door to door with him, and I don't have a problem, but mm-hmm. he is just absolutely not. Like, it is not going to happen, and you have to tell him this cannot happen. And so I just feel awful. You know, I don't really know how to tell him.
Here's my theory on this kind of thing, and I don't know how you can talk your – If this will help with your husband at all, you know, chances are pretty good your son is never going to remember his fifth birth or the fifth Halloween, right. And he's never going to remember this Hannah Montana thing. But the way that I parent now is like, I know they're not going to remember things, but I think they feel it in their soul, in their heart. So what I needed to tell Hayden that year really was, no matter what you're all about, your old man is going to stand with you, you know? And I wanted that message to be clear to him in his soul if he remembered why the reason was or not, but that was his feeling towards his dad. That's the only advice I could really give you. You know, like this is – I'm not saying this is defining for your husband and your son, but I think if it's going to lend to a definition, I would rather the message be, doesn't matter who you are or what yeah. you're going to be, I got your back.
Because I can only remember really one of my childhood – Halloween costumes, and it was Batman, mm-hmm. and it's because we were broke, and I had to wear it 3 years in a row. And those aww. Little plastic ones, by the third year, I was like, fat man in a little plastic suit. And I always had a problem, too, because, I mean, my head has always been this big, so the mask is like this.
If you've never met Jeff, his head actually, is abnormally big.
I would actually have the eye holes here, but I could look at things around the mask.
It's got an awesome visual.
He's not exaggerating.
My neighborhood, I was the whale shark of the 6-year-olds.
Has your husband taken your son Halloween shopping for a different costume or explored other options?
He really has not talked about anything else. I mean, I guess I could just take him and see, like, well, what about this or what about this? But well, I just feel awful, well, you know, he's a kid, and I want him to wear what he wants to wear, so.
Could your husband be the one that talks to him? I mean, he is the dad, and he is the one that has the problem with it.
I mean, he told me to do it. He doesn't really want to tell him no. He wants me to tell him no.
That's smart parenting right there.
Is that like,
he wants to be the bad guy, but.
Does he lead the family like the military? Like he just gives out orders?
Pretty much. I mean, I'll obviously say no if I'm upset. But I mean, he pretty much is just like, absolutely not. That's how it is. I mean, he's very hard headed. But
no discussion.
After I take this call here from Alex, here's what I would like to do. Carl, clear the lines, and I would like to take calls from men that can argue your husband's point. Like, what would be the reason? I mean, in your heart, if this was happening in your house and your kid came to you and said he wanted to be Hannah Montana, you would also put your foot down. I just want to hear your reasoning and sort of speak for her husband because he's not on the phone.
Well, you won't get authentic, though.
What do you mean?
Because authentic is, if it were me, I would come up with a reason, but the real reason would be my own pride. Because I don't want to go to my other guy friends who might be trick-or-treating with their boys or whatever, and they're like, my kid's Spider-Man. Oh, what's your kid? Oh, Wolverine. What's your kid?
Ballerina.
A what?
A ballerina.
You know, like you don't want... That would be... I think that's the authentic reason.
Is
I think
the honest
matter,
answer?
It's a matter of pride for military, dude.
Because man, little boys should be men.
Yeah.
And little girls should be...
Because
he
wants to be able to show pictures to all of his friends who are obviously, you know, military, manly, mm-hmm. you know, show pictures to his friends and say, look, this is what my kid is, and he doesn't want his kid being Miley Cyrus.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, nothing much. I just have a point to make. I actually grew up as a child, you know, loving the girl characters and dressing up as the opposite sex, you know. And that was just a big interest for me when I was little because, I mean, I thought as a kid, you know, girls were more sensitive in a way, and I've always grown up with girls. So, I mean, it's a crowd that I've definitely hung around more my entire life.
We should just let this guy call the dad and explain to him why it's cool.
I mean, yeah. I mean, because, I mean, I've grown up with other people, you know, with that are very closed-minded. And, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, that, I mean, Halloween is a holiday that people should just let go and have fun, you know. I mean, they should, like she said before, I mean, you should get creative. And if you don't, you're boring, pretty much, so...
Well, but I mean, let's be honest. He doesn't want a gay son. He doesn't want his son to cross dress, and he wants to teach his son right now that you're a man and you need to be a man and you can't be a girl. I mean, that's what he's saying.
And it's not even about gay. It's girly, feminine.
But like, I mean,
well, for military,
come on.
Yeah, that's the extreme of it. But
we're not saying it, but that's what will end up. I don't want my son to be gay. I don't want him to look gay.
Would you have an issue if your daughter wanted to be Batman?
Whoa. Are you asking me?
Yeah, the guys.
I mean, an issue and how I would handle it are two different things. Again, I would, if that's what she wanted to do, I'm going to knock on the door, and I'm going to be right by her side on
it. I think it's more accepted if girls dress up as guy characters than it is for a guy to dress up as a girl character.
I don't think anybody would care.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's applaud Joey here, the only guy calling up to be 100% authentic. Hey, Joey.
Hey there, what's going on?
You agree with the dude on this thing.
Man, I'm all the way. I got a 9-year-old boy, and obviously we've been through a few Halloweens together. And if he come to me at all, I would definitely tell him. Just I'd have a talk with him and do it respectful and just make sure he knows. And I have daughters and a son, so I can comment both ways. But I'm totally with him on this one.
All right, explain to us what you would say to your son. Put yourself in her husband's situation. What exactly are you going to say to your 9-year-old son?
Well, I just talked to him, and... I'll be honest with you. I have had this conversation with him already. He's asked me. He has, you know, I'm all for everybody, you know, as far as people, you know, having their own beliefs and their own ways. I do have Christian values in our home, from what we believe. So I've talked to him about. He's seen some people, some men dressing like girls before, and asked me, and I talked to him in a respectful way to the people, you know, who were dressed that way, to be respectful to them. And to be respectful to him, you know, as a dad, and to teach him as I think he should be raised.
But
and
what,
I talked to him and said they have a certain belief.
What are the words you use to him?
Well, I just told him, I said, they're adults, they made a decision, and, you know, you'll have that decision to make as well. But I says, they would like to dress as women, and that's their belief, and they're right. We don't believe that you should dress that way. And I just told him, I said, boys dress as boys and girls dress as girls. And believe it or not, the conversation didn't have to go very far. He asked a couple of questions, and that was it. And now when he sees something like that out there, he just says, hey, he goes, he says, look at that guy over there. And I go, yeah. I said, but don't point, don't say anything.
And what is your biggest reason why you wouldn't allow him to dress up as a girl?
Well, I mean, obviously, I guess the other caller had said before, I believe boys should be boys and be masculine, and I like for girls to be, you know, girly and feminine, and I have two daughters and a son, and I see it both ways, and I like the fact that, you know, I guess it can be kind of a double edge, because I like the fact that my girls get down and dirty, but then, you know, on our farm and stuff, and they enjoy just playing in the dirt and the mud and all, but then they clean up. And so some people can see it as a double-edged sword. Why can't your son, you know, get down and play? Now, he does play. I don't say anything to him for playing with his sisters with the dolls and all, because I know he's just having a good time with his siblings. But if I thought that it was going further, I would be concerned as a parent.
Is this about being feminine, or is this about being gay?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's short-term feminine, being feminine, but I think long-term I would be concerned about him becoming homosexual. Not that I have anything against people who make choice in life. I don't. I mean, I just, for my son, I would, you know, want him to carry on the the hetero relationship as I would for my daughters. But again, I'm not condemning anybody for their decision in life. I'm not that way. I'm not fascist or racist or anything. You know what I mean?
Fascist.
It's my belief as a dad that I want to raise my children this way, and our personal faith system. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Does that make sense? I don't want to offend anybody, but just
no, I respect your opinion. And I think that I think that when you Christian values in your home, I think that we have Christian values in our home too. I don't want to just think that all Christians are straight, but I do want to say that I think that I see what you at least try to respectfully tell your son, not to make fun of people who do that, and I appreciate the effort. I guess, and my sensitivity and my concern is always with this issue, and I'm not pointing this directly at you necessarily. It's just making sure that somehow, the message that comes across is better than or lesser than. I'm always concerned at this subliminal message being given to young boys that, be a man because those who aren't being a man are lesser than you, And so, I think that when Bert was, expressing his concern, I get the concern. I mean, I was raised like everybody else. Mm-hmm. I was raised in a small town. I get the concern. So I'm not, insensitive to what you're feeling. I guess it's just the long-term effects of the message that you send, I think, is what bothers me the most with this issue,
don't want to make him hate anybody or make him turn his head against anybody ever in future. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want that. So you're right. It's kind of with being a parent, it's just kind of I don't think it's just these days. I think it's always been. It's I want to give him the message that we have, but you're right. I don't want to come across as the ogre who says, hey, you don't ever fool with these people. Don't ever talk to people or.
Joey, I appreciate you calling, man. Thank you. What's that, Melissa?
No, I said he didn't come across that way.
What were you going to say, Jen?
That's what America's all about.
I thought in somewhere when he was talking, he said, if somebody grows up and they want to make that choice, that's up to them, but that isn't going to be right for their family. So I think he views homosexuality as a choice.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Anna, I'd love to talk to you on Monday morning if you have the time to find out how you worked it out with your husband and how you worked it out with your kid. Is there any chance at all that you'll just say, let him do what he wants?
I mean, yeah, definitely a chance because that's kind of how I feel. Mm-hmm. I kind of want him to do what he wants to do. So.
And your husband, you said, is out of town this weekend?
Yeah, he's out of town. He's not going to be here. So it's going to be me who's walking door to door. So.
Okay, and Halloween's not till next weekend, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Party in the USA.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.